Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beit Sodaf Chof Hei in the article Oiz V'Hadar edition. Perek Sheni starting Aloch Avov in the bottom of Daf Chof Dal Amud Beis. Sok the Mishnah. Shloisha Dvorim Rav Gamliel Machmir Kedivri Beit Shammai. There's three things that Rav Gamliel holds. It's Aser, and he's Machmir like Beit Shammai. What is it? One is Ein Toimini Tachami Miyoyim Tev L'Shabbos. In Allah do a tmona, which means cover and keep the heat of the hot water for Yontif to Shabbos. We'll see the Gemara. We'll talk about there's no air to shilin. You can't build back the menoyro, a candelabra on Yontif. We'll see in the Gemara the details why. You can bake large breads, it has to be small breads only. Omam Gamliel, miyemeim shebeis abba. I tell you, Maaseh from his household, the household of his father, lo yufim pitim gritzin elav kikim. They never baked large breads, only small breads. Omu lo yimanaseh lebeis avicho shiru machmir malatzvum. He says, okay, in your father's household, they were machmir on themselves. Umikilim akol yisrael, but they allowed everybody in Am Yisrael lo yufim pitim gritzos to bake large breads vechori. Chori is bread which is baked on coal. Meaning they allowed Am Yisrael to do any type of breads they want, like Beis Hillel. Zok the Gemara in Av Chofei Amud Aleph on top. Abba bar Rav Chuna Omar, Hadot HaTeimer V'Shaloy HaSalo Hervit HaShilim. We said that you can't have the hot water be put in covers in order to prepare for Shabbos. That's only if there's no Hervit HaShilim. Alim also Hervit HaShilim Mutar. But you have Hervit HaShilim, you could prepare for Yontif to Shabbos. You could put down the hot water for the next day. So the Gemara Ben Tavshil Ma Ben Chamin. But the Mashmos of the Mishnah is that you can't cover hot water. Mashra, if you have a tavshil, you have food, you could cover it for Shabbos. Why can you do that? So the word tavshil darko lo yichal mimenu. Chamin en darko lishtal mehem, which means food, a person does for Yom Tif, and he has a lot, he makes a lot for Yom Tif, he has leftover for Shabbos, because he could do it for Yom Tif, he could prepare for Shabbos. But hot water, the amount of hot water is meant mainly for Shabbos. Because on Yom Tov, you make a small amount for yourself and you drink. But when you're doing a lot, it's for Shabbos. And therefore, you can't do it specifically for Shabbos. You can't do a tmono on hot water, but on Tavshil, you're allowed to do a tmono. Says the Gemara, Vein Zoik Vimus Seminary B'Yom Tov, you're not allowed to build up the candelabra on Yom Tov. We're talking about a menoyro made out of pieces, and you connect the pieces together. But we're not talking about pieces, that's not the discussion. Meaning, the discussion between Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel, can you be zoikev the menoyro? As Beit Shammai said, you cannot zoikev, you can't put the piece together, because yesh binyan bekelim, you're building with a clay. Beis Hillel said there's no binyan bekelim, and therefore you could put the piece together. But if you have one menoyro that fell on the floor, now even Beis Hillel agree you can't pick it up. Tatzar Rav Chaim explains, doesn't explain why, your pashas means maybe because it smokes and you can't pick it up. But many of the other mefarshim on the Daat, the Korban Eidah, the Pnei Moshe, they explain that if it's Shinal Shaprakim, just fell down, even Beit Shammai agree you can pick it up. It's only the question is, can you build up the different pieces of the menorah? Says the Gemara, Kehado Talmoide de Rav Yosi, the Talmide of Yosi, have a yeshiva, they're sitting down. Noflos Menarah to Kamayim, the menorah fell in front of them. Each one picked up himself and left. Nobody wanted to pick it up. If Ashes means, talk about Minoy Shaprakim, made out of pieces, and they were machmir like Beis Shammai. Continues the Gemara, Noifim, Pitim, Gritzos, and Rekikim, only small breads, not big, large breads. Says, well, why? Mitoshad Miyagoy, when it makes it very hard for him to make the breads, has to make very small ones. Afuay Noifel Atzork, he won't make more than what he needs for Yontif, he won't prepare for the next day. Says, Gemara, Vacha Shomole Minado, meaning, how do we know that Choyri, refers to large bread. That was the last word of the Mishnah. We're talking about large bread. How do you know the chori means large bread? So he says, learning from the following pasuk, machori ha'af ha'godol hazeh. Talk about the anger. What's the big anger? So chori ha'af means it's a large anger. So also talking about chori regarding bread, it means a large bread. Rabbanon shalmei min adoy, learn from a different pasuk, v'nei shlosho salei chori al roshi. We have three baskets with bread. It's called choyri because it has a hole in it. Usually large breads have holes in it. And really you see from here, the choyri refers to a large bread. Continuing now in the Chofei Amud Beis, Halacha Zayin Zok the Mishnah, Avu Omar Shloisha Dvorim Lakel. Rav Gamliel said three things the kula. What is it? Mechabdin Bein Amitus. You can sweep next to the beds. Uminichim is a mugmar biyontef, and now put a mugmar, which is making smell, burning something, that some spice that brings smell to the room. Gdi Mikulus is having a full gdi, a full sheep, on a spit on Leil Pesach. That's the way it used to be in Tal Bisa Mikdush. They could do it even today. The Chachamim say you can't do it. You can sweep between the beds. Maybe it's going to be mash for gumas. Maybe it's going to straight the ground. Mugmur now let do Yom Tov because Einu Shavim Chol Nefesh. Not everybody needs it. And now do Gdi Mikulus. We'll see in the Gemara because it looks like doing Kotshim outside Bisa Mikdush. So the Gemara says, "Based on Gamliel, you mechab the min hamitos." Gemara says that was a story. But on Gamliel's house, they used to sweep around the beds. Amar Blazer Rab Tzadik, "Pamim Rabbi Achaltitz on Gamliel." Says, "No, I ate on Gamliel many times. Filoyim mechab the min hamitos. They never swept between the beds. Elas sadini when you porosim al gabei haaretz. What they did was to put sheets on the ground. Once the guest left, you carefully moist. So they just took out the sheets. So mainly the floor was clean." Amulayim can have Shabbos mutarim lasar skin. If so, you could do that also on Shabbos. It's not only a day in Yom Tov. So what does it mean? There's a machlekes over here. There's no machlekes. I mean, they come to tell them you probably didn't see right. What you said is incorrect. That they actually did sweep. Shabbosing amliel you machnizes a mugmar b'megufo. They used to put the mugmar into this kli that creates the good smell. Meaning they did it that day on Yom Tov. That's not what they did. They didn't put the smell into that kli that burns the spice. They had this kli, this special vessel, which has many, many holes in it, and they used to smoke it in Erev Yom Tov. And then once the guests came in, they opened up the holes of this kli, of this vessel, and the smell came out. I mean, they didn't burn anything in Yom Tov. Same time, this you're allowed doing Shabbos as well. You're not burning anything. And so why is there machlekes? The more quotes the Mishnah, Oisim Gdi Mikulus B'Lei Psochim, V'Chorim Oisrim, he did a Gdi Mikulus, a kid, type of sheep, basically, on Leil Pesach, and Chorim say it's Osir. Ezu Gdi Mikulus, what does it mean, Gdi Mikulus? Kulo Itzli, the entire thing is roasted. Roishoi, his head, Al Krov, with his legs, Fel Kibwe, in the inside of the animal. Shokoi mixas or mutual mixas, if he cooked it somewhat, cooked it a lot, cooked it a little, ain't zagdimikulus. Zagdimikulus has to be similar to, that's not a discussion. Zagdimikulus has to be like they did in the base of Mikdosh, which means slim has to be roasted. Machnis zagdimikulus be little yonta vision shechag, over little yonta achon shepesach. As well, everybody agrees, you could do gdimikulus in the first night of Sukkis or the last night of Pesach. The whole discussion is only the first night of Pesach, where that's what they did in base of Mikdosh. And in addition, machnisin egil mekulos, you could have a calf which is mekulos below yom tov rishon pesach. Why? Because that's what they didn't do that based on English. Based on English, you have to be a sheep or a goat. Avaloi gdim mekulos. That's a discussion. That's where Rabbanan disagree. Can't do gdim mekulos. Sitting with Tanya Mavyesi Toidus ish roimi. That's his name. His name is Toidus. He nigal and sheroimi shu oichling gdim mekulosim below psochim. He had at the corner, he did it for Ansheroimi, that they will eat gdim mekulos at the night of Pesach. Shogu chomi vomu lois, so chomi sent and told him, Ilay shead Toidus, or Tfadus, another way to say it. If not that who you are, lo ainu menadi moitro, wouldn't we put you in chayim? You're doing something wrong. And we're not putting you in chayim because of your debt, because of who you are. Ma'ot Tfoidus, what is his greatness? Amav Chanani da Mishaleach Parnasasoyon de Rabbanon. He used to be Mepharnas Rabbanon. He used to give money to Rabbanon to sit and learn. Kadirus de Gemara of Chavavim Udalif. Lo nimtzaz mevis a rabbi de achilas kotchim machutz. You're causing Amisot to eat kotchim outside. I mean, he looks like they're eating kotchim outside. As you call him mevis a rabbi de achilas kotchim machutz, anybody who does such a thing, tzorech nidui, that's why it's proper for you to have a nidui, but we're not giving you a nidui because of your chashivus. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitzo Dav Chof Hei.